February 9th. Last night, as I suffered greatly, in the true agony of the cross between the sixth and ninth hour, I received a singular vision. I was seeing a young Servite, tall, but not excessively so, rather thin, but not emaciated or sickly in appearance. He reminded me a bit of Father Pannoni, but he did not have glasses or physical defects. Was he already a priest or a novice? I don't know. I saw him facing me, dressed in a habit without a mantle. Was he dead or in ecstasy? I don't know. I saw him in a state of absorption, uplifted from the ground by a very intense ray which descended somewhat obliquely from the Virgin Mary, from the chest of the Virgin Mary, who, dressed in white and glorious, was presenting herself from the heights of heaven, to call her servant to herself. The Virgin, resembling Sister M. Catherine Labor's Immaculate Mary in all respects, did not emit any other rays, however, except that single beam issuing forth from her chest, at the level of her Immaculate Heart. I was seeing her in profile, and thus cannot say whether her Sacred Heart was visible. I was seeing her glorious beauty, and the powerful light of the ray from her heart, which descended from on high upon the Servite, who seemed to be caught up by it and was rising, half closing his eyes from time to time, and gazing at Mary with inexpressible love. He would then close them again, remaining with an ecstatic smile on his face. He held his hands crossed over his chest, with his fingers near his shoulders. From these times? From other centuries? I don't know. Has there been a blessed person in the order particularly devoted to the Immaculate Heart of Mary? Has a young novice or priest of the order died in these days? I know nothing. I am saying what I saw. The place where the scene seemed to be occurring looked like a church, in the lesser nave on the right, near a chapel whose entrance alone I saw. The Virgin seemed, however, to be directly above the main altar, but high up, very high, in heaven.